This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The COVID strain known as the highly transmissible BA2 variant has been found in Denver, both in wastewater and human samples. But city health officials are not concerned for now about a surge based on projections from federal and state health agencies. They expect transmission will be low because of vaccination rates and natural immunity from recent infections. Colorado has a new historic site. President Biden signed the Amache National Historic Site Act into law today. It puts the World War II Japanese internment camp in southeastern Colorado under the National Park Service. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper attended the White House signing.
I think it's going to mean a lot to the community, a lot to the remaining survivors and descendants of the people that were interned there. And it's also going to be, I think, a part of economic development for some of the small towns around Grenada.
The town of Grenada owns the site and supports handing it over. The National Park Service will manage the area and build a visitor center. Authorities say a 29-year-old man died in an avalanche south of Telluride yesterday. Officials are warning of high avalanche danger following recent snowstorms in the mountains. And another one and done for Colorado schools in the NCAA tournament. CU women lost to Creighton University today. CSU men lost to Michigan yesterday, also in the first round. 43 degrees in Denver, it is 37 in Vail. This is CPR News.